We now begin the fourth chapter of Maseches Gittin. This is Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. And we begin to discuss now the mechanics of the shlichus, of the husband appointing an agent to deliver the get to divorce his wife. This whole story can't be summed up in one Mishnah, so therefore don't jump to any conclusions. But here we begin with the topic, and we'll have to flesh it out more in subsequent Mishnahs before we talk about Halach Lamaisa, how it all works. Here we say, Hashaleach get le'ishto. If one sent a get to his wife by means of a shaliach, an agent, v'higia b'shaliach, and then he bumps into that shaliach. He's just shopping and he bumps into him in the mall, and the shaliach hasn't yet delivered the get. Oh, sheshalach achrav shaliach. Or, if after appointing Mr. A to be the shaliach to deliver the get to his wife, he then sends Mr. B to chase after Mr. A to say, you know what, the husband's changed his mind and your shlichus is canceled. Va'amar lo, and he says to him, get shenasati lach, if the husband meets up with Mr. A in the mall and says, the get that I gave to you, batel hu, it's cancelled, raise a batel, it's cancelled, and the authority has been withdrawn, and now the shliach can no longer deliver the get. Similarly, if Mr. B called out to Mr. A, he would say the get that the husband gave to you is cancelled. Now, though the mission says the get is cancelled, the point here is not that the get is canceled, but rather the shlichus is canceled. The get remains effective as a document that could be used to divorce one's wife, as written in Lishma, but the authorization of the agent to deliver the get has been revoked. In fact, many Rishonim learned that the get in and of itself can't be canceled. It's a written Lishma, it is a get. There's no such thing as canceling it. And although others disagree, like the Rambam, still the Rambam would agree that when a person sends the message to cancel delivery of the get, what he means is to cancel the authorization to be the agent on his behalf to deliver the get, not that the piece of paper that the get is written on should be canceled and no longer effective. Now, the two cases here the Mishnah brings, they're really kind of the same thing, because a person, when he appoints a shaliach to act on his behalf, he basically just has to just express that's his will, and then the shaliach becomes an extension of him. So the difference in the two cases is, says the Gemara, you might have thought that, you know, if this husband was serious about not divorcing his wife, he wouldn't just happen to bump into the shaliach in the shopping mall and say, oh, you know what, don't deliver it after all. If he was serious, he would have actually chased him down. And the fact that he didn't make any effort to do so means he actually is happy to just play cat and mouse with his wife and mess her around so that she, you know, just make her suffer. So the point of the mission is, no, it's not true. The bottom line is the husband's authorized to appoint a shliach or cancel as he wishes, and therefore, if he withdraws his authorization, it's withdrawn. Second part of the Mishnah says, alternatively, instead of Mr. A being the shliach himself being notified that the authorization to serve as a shliach has been revoked, instead, kadam etzel ishto, the husband goes straight to the wife, o sheshalach etzel shliach, or he sends Mr. B to go straight to the wife, you know, getting ahead of Mr. A, the shliach. Va'amar la, and he, the husband, says to her, the wife, get shishalach tilach, batel hu. The get that's going to arrive here, let's say, tomorrow by Mr. A, who I had appointed as a shliach to deliver it to you, you know what? I'm letting you know I've revoked authorization. He's no longer authorized to act on my behalf, and therefore you're not divorced when it arrives. Hareza batel, that would be effective. Similarly, if Mr. B arrived to the wife first and says, you know what, tomorrow Mr. A is coming with the get, but you should know your husband has since revoked his authorization, and therefore you're not divorced when it arrives. So that will all be effective. I'm not talking about the necessity that he would probably have to have, the shaliach would have to have two witnesses with him when he notified the wife. Putting that aside for now, the point is that it can be done. The shlichus can be revoked, an authorization can be with revoked at any time. The truth is that normally all that it requires to appoint or revoke the authorization of a shliach is simply just saying it, dibur, and then saying it would be to revoke it. But here, for other considerations, which we'll see more than a coming mishnayos, we don't want the wife to get messed up and don't know what to do and maybe think she can get remarried and then end up having a child who's a mom's, or she thought she was pregnant, divorced, but she really wasn't divorced, and so on. We'll save those topics for later. But the point here now is these cases of our Mishnah stand in and of themselves as the effective. Now, but all that said, says the Mishnah, im shegiah haget liyada, once the get has been received by the wife, then it's too late. Shuv enu yachol levatlo, the husband can no longer say he revokes authorization or something like that. It's too late. Once she's got the get, nothing doing. You can't undo it, for sure. That said, if the get had other conditions in it, like the get said you're not divorced till next Thursday, or it said you're not divorced till you go to such a bezin and such a place, so until that condition has been met, she's not divorced, and therefore the husband still could retract, withdraw the get, and she would not be divorced.